When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Well, let's talk about the UFO stuff, because we've had presidents talking about this as well. It was Obama, and then immediately Trump picked up the hint that was out there. This was on the plane after Obama went on in an interview and said, oh, yeah, you know, they're real. UFOs are real. And so Trump was asked a question by the press on Air Force One, and here's what he had to say.
Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
You know? So aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. He made a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it. Do you believe it, Peter?
The president can declassify anything that he wants to.
Well,
so
maybe
if you
I'll
want
get
to make
him out
an
of
announcement.
Trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens.
So there you go. Yeah, part of that is to criticize Obama, but again, by saying, well, he gave you classified information by saying they're real. Except, you know, it's not a question of whether these things are real. It's really a question of how we label it, I think, more than anything else. As a matter of fact, it's not just this that's happening. We've got kind of a bipartisan coordinated movement to push this kind of stuff. In the same way they had COVID pushed in a bipartisan way. And I believe that that was completely manipulated. But, of course, we had in November, we had a documentary that included a lot of government officials, like Marco Rubio, who's really pushed this. Did he violate any national security secrets? So the age of disclosure, disclosure is what the UFO people have been saying, well, we need to get the government to release all of its information, full disclosure, and, you know, tell us what we want to hear. And they're going to do that.
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
Non-human intelligence exists.
UAPs are real, they're here, and they're not human.
I spent 25 years as a senior official with the CIA.
I worked on highly classified UAP programs.
28 years as an astrophysicist.
I served as the fourth director of national intelligence.
Director of aviation security in the National Security Council.
A one-star admiral after 32 years of service.
People that come forward with this, I feel like they've taken their life in their own hands.
I was recruited to a highly sensitive government program that investigated unidentified aerial phenomenon.
For over 16 years, on behalf of the U.S. government, I worked as a senior intelligence official on the unidentified aerial phenomenon topic.
We learned that the U.S. government was involved in a long-running secret war with other nations to collect and reverse engineer vehicles not made by humans.
I have seen with my own eyes non-human craft and non-human beings.
There's a whole fleet of them.
The first country that cracks the code on this technology will be the leader for years to come.
China has established its own version of a UAP task force.
You think for a second that they wouldn't consider using it to achieve their ends of domination?
This is similar to the Manhattan Project. This is the atomic weapon on steroids.
This is so secret, very, very few people in our entire government have been allowed access to it.
Even presidents have been operating on a need-to-know basis, but that begins to ramp out of control.
It's not acceptable to have secret parts of government that no one ever sees.
You'd better be careful that a government doesn't trust its people, because there's no telling what they'll pull on you.
This is the biggest discovery in human history.
You had information being locked away that could change the trajectory for species.
It has so many beneficial impacts, including clean energy.
We should have disclosure today. We should have disclosure tomorrow. The time has come.
What else you want to know?
Well, folks, I see this exactly the same as the Epstein files. Again, when you look at it, well, we got this satanic group of people engaged in ritual child abuse and all the rest of this. The Christian's response ought to be, of course we know that's happening. It is disgusting to see, but of course we know that's happening. And when they tell us we have some unexplained other intelligences out there besides humans, our response ought to be, of course. Of course we know that God is there and angels and demons, and this is something that Americans, for the most part, many Christians are just concerned about embracing. It sounds like we are superstitious, ignorant, medieval people if we talk about demons. Well, that is not the case. As a matter of fact, you got all these presidents and politicians talking about it. They're playing all of these hidden reveal games and teasing all of this stuff. As Discern TV points out, Kelly Zucker, something is happening. You can feel it. The headlines are moving too fast. The coordination is too precise. The timing is too convenient. You have Obama saying they're real. You have President Trump then responding to say, well, he violated national security by telling you that. It's not supposed to tell you that. So again, the internet interrupted when Obama said it. Within 24 hours, he walked it back, but the damage was done. The signal had been sent. Days later, Trump announced that he would direct relevant departments to release government files on UFOs, or what they call UAPs, and alien and extraterrestrial life. None of this is a coincidence. This is a coordinated rollout. Did you get a sense of that? I think we can see that. The question is who is managing this reveal, and to what end? So from a Christian standpoint, we say, yes, of course. When Paul was talking about demons, he's not talking about primitive mythology. He described a structured hierarchy. He talked about rulers, authorities, cosmic powers operating in heavenly places. Literally in the Greek, that is referring to the atmospheric and celestial realm. These beings occupy what we would today call airspace, the prince of the power of the air. They are not underground. They are not in another galaxy. They are in our sky, and they've been there since before human civilization was a footnote. This UFO phenomenon, and it has always been a UFO phenomenon. if you want to look at it. As a matter of fact, in this article, I thought it was interesting. They picked up a guy who I don't know anything about prior to this, Jacques Vallée. He saw it, and he wasn't even a Christian. One of the most credentialed and rigorous researchers in UFO history was a French scientist and computer pioneer, Jacques Vallée. Vallée was no Bible thumper. He was a hard-nosed empiricist, and after decades of investigating the phenomenon, he reached a conclusion that aligned against his own secular instincts. With a biblical framework more than with the extraterrestrial hypothesis. He said the aliens, quote-unquote, do not behave like explorers from another planet. They behave like tricksters. They're shape-shifting, manipulating consciousnesses. They exploit human belief systems. They leave traces designed to confuse rather than to communicate. Vallée noted that the UFO encounters consistently included elements of deception, religious or spiritual manipulation, and apparent reality distortion. I've said in the past, some Christian researchers who have looked at this have pointed out that over and over again, the people who say that they were abducted, if you look at it, they're typically not Christians. They're frequently and usually somebody who has been involved in the occult as well. Witnesses describe time loss, an altered state of consciousness, and encounters that feel more like initiation rites than a close encounter with physics. The beings claim to be from Pylades in one decade and from Zeta Reticuli the next. Always beyond, just beyond our reach, always calibrating their story to what the culture is prepared to believe. This is not the behavior of a scientifically advanced civilization that is making contact. This is the behavior of a deceiver, of a being that Paul called the father of lies, operating through the subordinate spiritual entities designed to misdirect humanity away from the truth, away from God, and toward dependence on something other than the Creator. This requires grasping the cosmology that Scripture actually presents, not the sanitized Sunday school version, but the full-throated ancient Near Eastern worldview that the biblical authors inhabited. In this framework, creation is not simply heaven and earth. There is a layered structure of spiritual authority. God and his faithful angels, and then a primordial rebellion, a counter-hierarchy of fallen beings who were not destroyed but who were permitted to operate, constrained but not eliminated, for reasons tied to human will and the unfolding of God's plan. They are not omnipotent, they are not omniscient, but they are ancient, intelligent, and fully capable of producing physical phenomena, lights in the sky, apparently solid craft, beings with biological seeming form, communications that mimic revelation. What better disguise in a secular scientific age than to appear as the most rational sounding explanation available? To arrive not in the language of demons, which modern people will dismiss, but in the language of extraterrestrial intelligence, which science, and it's not really science, what it is evolution. This is the type of thing Carl Sagan, it's just mathematically certain that given an infinite amount of time, we're going to have life everywhere else. This is the fallacy. It's a logical fallacy, a mathematical fallacy, and yet it's not science. It's their version of Darwinian evolution. That they think it is statistically probable. That's what they'll always tell you. Statistics and science, this is mathematically proven. It's just a matter of time, and we just have to find them. The great deceiver has always been adaptive. The costume changes, but the agenda does not. They do not operate without human collaborators either. And this is where the picture becomes really dark, and where discerning Christians have to be especially clear. The globalist elite, the network of power operating through institutions, governments, intelligence agencies, and media, have long had an esoteric wing that is not merely corrupt, but spiritually aligned with these forces. And again, as we're starting to see this, with the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, it's the same type of thing. This should not surprise Christians. The answer should be, well, of course, that's what's going to happen. And this is something long ago before the government started teasing this stuff, something long ago that many of us were talking about and things that I told Travis and Lance probably 20, 30 years ago. Here's what is happening right now in plain sight. A coordinated multi-actor disclosure campaign is underway. And that's what it is. It is a campaign. Obama supposedly accidentally confirmed reality. Trump, playing the populist champion of transparency, announces declassification. Congress holds hearings, credible witnesses. A major film prepares the public consciousness for what comes next. And the general cultural mood, which has already absorbed decades of alien-themed entertainment, narratives about contact, and a New Age starseed spirituality. It certainly feels like a well-timed distraction by the powers that be. Sometimes what's best in Trump's mind is also what the globalists want to have happen. Well, whether Trump is a willing participant or whether he is not, it doesn't change the outcome. The reveal is coming. And so the question is going to be, will it have the label that it deserves? Watch for the pivot, for the disclosure. And when it comes in full, it'll not be framed as a demonic deception. It'll be framed as the most important event in human history. Proof that we're not alone, that they have been watching over us, that humanity is ready to graduate to a new level of cosmic citizenship. This is initiation language. This is the language of a mystery religion. It is the oldest repackaged with a government seal of approval. Again, in the same way that the technocrats are, you know, going back to the you will live forever, you will become like God narrative and all the rest of this stuff, all of this stuff is the same thing we see being repackaged over and over again. And after decades of science fiction about UFOs and all the rest of this stuff, I think Arthur C. Clarke was the one who really brought the two things together. He had a book, and it was also made into a series for the Sci-Fi Channel, Childhood's End. And it had all these different elements that he was just talking about here. How we're going to graduate, humanity is going to graduate to a new high level and become cosmic citizens. That there have been these overlords who have been watching over us and all the rest of the stuff. All of that is present in this novel from Arthur C. Clarke. And then he adds another little interesting detail, what he does when the aliens are finally revealed and seen physically. They look exactly like the medieval depictions of Satan. Here's a little bit about that film, Childhood's End.
Morning. I have been chosen to be the intermediary between the overlords and us.
Mr. Stormgood, just tell us, why won't Karelin show his face?
I don't know.
Who are you?
The problem is, our appearance could well be quite distressing. The overlords really don't feel that people are ready for what will be a shock as to what they look like.
It looks just like the Baphomet picture.
There is no need to be afraid.
When I first looked at the artwork for this project, because I wanted to know what this character looked like, I thought, well, it could be anybody under there. It could be you. I have contact lenses, I have teeth, I'm covered from head to foot in latex and silica, which takes a very long time to create, I might add, and almost as long to decreate. Despite all of that, when I look in the mirror, I can see that it is me.
How do you like your golden age?
So basically what they have is these overlords come and they contact humanity and say, we're going to end wars, we're going to end disease and death and all the rest of this stuff. And then eventually they reveal themselves to look like the depictions of satanic demons from the Middle Ages and even come from a planet that is full of fire and so forth. And but their purpose is to basically take all the children away. You see how this all folds together with all the globalist elite and their pedophile cults and all the rest of this stuff? And of course, Arthur C. Clarke himself, there are allegations that he was a pedophile in Sri Lanka where he lived, based on an interview that he had with the UK Mirror. He denied it, and then he made comments of a pedophile nature in that article was why people talked about that.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And so when we look at this, in a sense, you have this satanic singularity, don't you? You have all these different threads that you see out there, whether you're talking about transhumanism, or you're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, or you're talking about this UFO disclosure. There is a satanic singularity that is coming. It's not the singularity that the transhumanists talk about, the merging of man and machine. This is the merging of a lot of different threads of satanic narratives. And so they continue on with this, Kelly's article here. What false sign and wonder could be more powerful in this technological age than the apparent arrival or the official unveiling of non-human intelligence? What delusion could more effectively unite a fractured world, more completely redirect spiritual seeking away from God or the Bible, or more comprehensively supply an alternative explanation for coming supernatural events? This has been openly discussed in globalist and New Age circles for quite some time. Wernher von Braun's secretary, Carol Rosen, testified publicly that the sequence of manufactured threats was planned to culminate in an alien threat or arrival. And so a Christian who accepts the extraterrestrial framing has not stopped believing in the supernatural. They have simply redirected their awe, their dependence, and their hope toward a counterfeit. That is far more effective spiritual capture than simply atheism. Satan does not primarily seek unbelief. He seeks misdirected belief. Worship aimed anywhere but at the Creator. The faithful must be equipped with the full biblical picture that God created a cosmos populated with intelligent beings at a multiple level of creation, and that a rebellious among those beings introduced evil into the structure of reality, that those fallen beings operate in our physical reality. That is basic Christianity. So the issue is to name it correctly. Obama said they're real. Trump ordered the files released. A movie is coming, the machine is running, and not one frame of this orchestrated reveal will include the word that most accurately describes what is being unveiled. That word is demonic. It's not medieval. It's not unsophisticated. It's the most precise, empirically consistent, historically validated description of a phenomenon that has been terrifying and deceiving human beings since long before the first government classification stamp was invented. And again, a lot of the scientists who are looking at this will say, well, it's not interplanetary, it's multidimensional or something of that nature. And there's logical reasons to say that. And nothing points to the kind of narrative that's been sold by people like Carl Sagan or the movie Contact with Jodie Foster or any of these things. It really is more like Arthur C. Clarke, except that in and of itself is predictive programming for a massive deception. Call it what it is. Warn those around you. Ground yourself and your community in the full counsel of Scripture, not just in the comfortable parts as well. And as we look at this, there's yet another component of this. And that is something that we're seeing increasingly in the halls of government, and that is the move towards psychedelic mind-altering drugs. At the same time these people are doing their war on drugs, you got people like Rick Perry, who is pushing some of these psychoactive drugs for people who are suffering with PTSD and other things like that. Aya Hayusha, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Do you know how that's pronounced,
Travis? Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca?
Yep.
Is that it? Okay. A psychedelic DMT shows promise as depression therapy. Study finds participants saw reduction in depressive symptoms as researchers welcomed their promising results. And at the same time, this pharmakia, remember, in the Bible, the term pharmakia, and I used it to refer to these people who are selling poison. But it was originally sorcery. It was originally about a religion. And as they are pushing these various drugs, they are already talking about DMT entities, machine elves, tricksters, teachers, other interdimensional beings. I mean, there's books that have been written, multiple books being written about it. People who are doing experiments with it, calling themselves psychonauts, like astronauts. And they think that they are journeying to another dimension and engaging these entities that are there. And a lot of them are seeing the same type of thing over and over again. And so that is the reality, folks. That is what they're trying to prepare us for. Well, we're out of time. I had more I wanted to say about this, especially the CIA's involvement in Operation Artichoke. That was the predecessor to MKUltra. They have been pushing LSD, hallucinogenics, and psychoactive things in order to manipulate people. And while you look at that, never forget the occultic aspects of things that the CIA was trying to do, remote viewing and all these other things. These are people who are focused on satanic connections and demonic connections. It's just another part of the big picture that is there. Jeffrey Epstein is just one aspect of it. But of course, he's also involved with the CIA as well. It truly is the satanic singularity, if you take a look at it. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns.
With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.